It's time for your letters, and first one correction. Yesterday, we incorrectly reported that the Archdiocese of Washington asked Georgetown University to withdraw an invitation to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to speak at a commencement event. In fact, the Archdiocese did not ask the university to withdraw that invitation.
Now, your letters. Yesterday, we profiled Joe Ricketts. He's the founder of TD Ameritrade, owner of the Chicago Cubs, and a longtime donor to conservative causes. He briefly considered, then decided against, a $10 million ad buy meant to remind voters of President Obama's link to Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Well, Sharon Spooner of Oak Park, Illinois, thought we left one thing out of our story. She writes this: Ricketts claims to hate big government spending. Yet the first thing he did after buying the Chicago Cubs was to ask for money from the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago and tax breaks to renovate Wrigley Field. He hates government spending, except when it's for him. The Cubs broke my heart in 1969, 1984, and especially 2003. I am a lifelong Cubs fan and have gone to countless games throughout the years, but I will never set foot in Wrigley Field again. And Spooner goes on to write, Ricketts broke my heart in a way that was even worse than the Cubs bullpen.
Yesterday, we marked the death of disco queen Donna Summer, and Milton Kent of Windsor Mill, Maryland, thought we left something out of that story, too. He writes, while Ms. Summer's contributions to disco can't be ignored, nor should her post-disco work, which included collaborations with such music notables as Quincy Jones, David Geffen, and Bruce Springsteen, her 1983 song, She Works Hard for the Money, became an anthem for working women all over the United States. Mr. Kent closes by saying, Donna Summer deserved better than just being known for hot stuff.
We appreciate your comments, and if you think we're hot stuff or not working hard enough for your money, let us know. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.